Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. I'm doing something a little unusual in that I'm recording part of your Lovegram, maybe all of it, who knows, in advance, because I am at Josephine's cabin, which is this tiny little one-room cabin with an outhouse and a shower that's outside and no Wi-Fi, no phone service. I used to come here every quarter. You probably may remember me talking about it if you've been hanging around for a while. And they've been closed since the pandemic, and they've just reopened. And so I've brought myself here, goodness, right after all these years. It's been many years that they've been closed. And I just wanted to bring you here. I wanted to invite you in. I wanted to bring this to you, hoping that you might be able to hear some of the birds or the cows or the wind chimes when they ring. It's just such a beautiful place to be. And what I want to say to you mostly is that if there's any way you can treat yourself to solitude, and I mean, you know, like I said, no phone, no Wi-Fi, really you, just you. Not even just you, you with a capital Y, capital O, capital U, and exclamation point, because it's so important. I've really missed this place. I've tried to take myself on retreats to other places, but oftentimes there is Wi-Fi and that can be a distraction, or the phone can be a distraction. It's a really huge gift to ourselves to have space, to have quiet, to reconnect with who we are and what our life is about, you know, to set intentions. This land was originally, I think that it was originally Native American land, as I guess most everywhere in the United States. But this has like a very spiritual feeling. When I come here, I feel like I'm able to quickly reconnect, especially I think because I started coming here in 2008. And so just walking up the long path up the hill, it sort of is like a visceral coming home. A couple of things I loved that surprised me was hummingbirds. I remember once I was here many, many years ago, and I was doing a meditation, a closed eye audio meditation, and I heard this loud noise. I thought it was a mower or an airplane too close. And I opened my eyes and there was a hummingbird right in front of my face. And although this hummingbird this time didn't come that close, I felt as if it was my old friend, the hummingbird. And I said, hi, good to see you. And then at dusk last night, as I was headed out to the outhouse, I was on the little path to the outhouse and I heard a rustling and I looked down and there were two little teeny deer. I mean, you know, they weren't teeny teeny, but they were about the size of maybe a big dog. And they were so cute. They both froze and I froze. You know, I didn't want them to be scared. But like magic like that, you know, dragonflies and, you know, blue jay. I forget what they're called. Somebody's blue jays. I looked it up on Merlin. I love that app, by the way. If you don't have it, it records the sounds and will tell you what birds are right by you. And so listening to the birds and the cows, like I said, there's a farm down below. This place kind of sits up on a hill. If you happen to live in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to come. Or if you're ever traveling to this area and you want to treat yourself, it's just the sweetest little cabin and there's a deck and you can look out over, I'm looking out over the oak trees and hopefully you can hear those birds. It's very peaceful. So I do need to check out because it is my time to check out, but I wanted to make sure I just said, you know, Hey, my lovely, beautiful friends, here you are with me, because I love to think of you here. I'm imagining all of us on this deck, you know, having a toast. How fun would that be? All right. I'll add to this, but I just wanted to say I love you and you're here with me. Okay, so I have just returned the keys to the office and I'm walking back along the gravelly path. There's a sunflower field and they grow vegetables. Such a beautiful place here. They bring school groups and children's groups in to learn about farming and animals. I just wanted to finish up what I was saying to you, which is that even if you don't have a place like this to come, or if that's maybe too much, maybe you have young children and it's hard to get away, that, you know, what if you take yourself for a nature walk and leave your phone at home, right? Like, what if you go to the mountains or the ocean or a river, somewhere where you can just be with you? I know I've been talking about this for years, and it has really changed my life when I started taking these kinds of personal retreats. And usually, you know, again, I like to come and stay overnight because it takes me a while to actually settle into myself and settle into the quiet, the solitude. But I always bring, and you could do this even if it's an afternoon somewhere, you know, I bring maybe some art supplies, some books on writing or spirituality or poetry. I bring food that I love, of course, a journal. And sometimes, like this trip, I brought some books on collage and wanted to learn how to start to do some collage, and that was really fun. My dear friends Maya and Tingle in Maine, who I visited recently, had suggested that as a way to begin a new artistic practice that is simple. You know, just to bring some, I bought a book that you can cut up that has really fun images in it. And I just started doing a little altered book work. And, you know, when I left my thank you in the guest pages of the guest book here, I did some collage that was really fun. And I really enjoyed that. Is there something that you want to lean into? You could use a personal retreat for that. I forgot to bring my ukulele, but I had meant to bring that so I could sit on the porch. Next time I'm definitely going to bring that. I also forgot a yoga mat, which would also be lovely out. There's a big porch here and very private. But I did remember some meditations, some audio meditations, and my wonderful face, you know, the eye mask and some twinkly lights for at night. And like I said, all of those books on, you know, collage and writing and art. I really want this for you. I really want this for you because when I'm away like this, it's like all of the clouds part, right? And there's clarity about who I am and what I want, you know, in this oh so fleeting life, right? That, you know, it's easy day to day to just get distracted and keep doing the things that we always do, just to do the things that, you know, are kind of like in front of us. But it's really important to get that mountaintop perspective, that hilltop perspective, and to really get clear on who are we? What do we want? What's important to us? What people do we want to connect with even more? How do we want to bring our love and creativity into the world even more? How do we want to enjoy our lives even more? How do we want to give back? Who do we want to serve? Where do we want to donate? You know, what causes in the world do we care about? And how could we maybe volunteer or get more involved? You know, there's a clarity that happens, I think, frequently only when we have the spaciousness. So as I'm packing up, I'm packing you all in the car with me for the ride home, and wishing this for you, you know, wishing this spaciousness. I think when I get ready to send this, I'll try and find, if I remember, I hope I will, a poem that kind of speaks to this. Probably someone like Mary Oliver, right, who speaks a lot about the importance of summer afternoons and, you know, what else should I be doing with my one? How's that go? What else should I be doing with my one precious life? You know, what else should we be doing but watching the leaves rustling on this tree next to me, or seeing the salamander who just scurried by, or, you know, hearing the squirrels, seeing this dragonfly that just flitted by, this blue sky with, oh, that's a, I think that's a red-tailed hawk up there. What else is more important than us being here planted in the heart of who we are? All right, I love you. Bye-bye. Okay, so I remember when I was recording my message to you from Josephine's cabin, I wanted to find a poem that I thought would be good for connecting with ourselves. And the one that just dropped in my mind, you've probably heard it, but I think it's just a beautiful poem that we can repeat over and over again. It's called Love After Love by Derek Walcott. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life. Isn't that lovely? Isn't such a beautiful thing? This, you know, notion of coming home to ourselves, of coming back. I love that line in his poem where he says, "Give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another." You know, how often that we're turning to the outside world, to outside permission or approval or acknowledgement. And here we are with ourselves. You know, it's like that part of us that's always just waiting for us to come back and feast on your life. That last line, feast on your life. So anyway, I send you so much love as always. I'm grateful to be on this journey with you and here with you. And I love that you're here with me too. Bye-bye.